Ceratosaurus moves quickly around and leaps into the air, landing on the side of the Allosaurus. The Allosaurus is looking to kill this animal, not chase him away, but to kill him. Allosaurus, using his mass, is able to shift and shudder and ultimately throw the Ceratosaurus to the ground. The Allosaurus lunges forward, but then changes position halfway to his target. The Ceratosaurus fails to react quickly enough. The enormous jaws of the Allosaurus clamp down on the shoulder of the Ceratosaur. The Ceratosaur roars in pain and is able to use its elongated upper teeth to slash the jaw of the Allosaur. But the Allosaur will not release its prey.
Fueled by bloodlust, the Allosaurus unleashes his rage on the wounded rival.
Grabbing the Ceratosaurus in his jaws, the Allosaurus picks his body up and shakes it like a rag doll. The Ceratosaurus slumps to the ground, and the Allosaurus towers over its prey. Allosaurus uses the enormous claws on its feet to disembowel its helpless prey. Allosaurus has won the battle and has reclaimed this forest as its own.
Over the next 20 million years, Allosaurus overtook Ceratosaurus as the most lethal creature on Earth. But as powerful as it was no match for Mother Nature. The end of the Jurassic brought an end to the reign of Allosaurus.
The reason Ceratosaurus vanished in North America, Allosaurus vanished, is a real mystery. And someday we may find that one spot where that skiff of dirt was preserved that shows what happened in that 20 million year gap. For now, we don't have it.
Theories vary in explaining what happened to the great predators of the Jurassic epoch. But one thing is indisputable. No matter how mighty the creature, the planet itself will always have the last word.
Big animals, like Allosaurus and Ceratosaurus, are the first to suffer during a dramatic climactic change. Because of their sheer size, they require a certain amount of food and a certain amount of water. When the environment changed in the late Jurassic, about 120 million years ago, it really caused problems for the bigger animals,